If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Medicine in America, hosted by Anthony Manson and Todd Harrington, shares the stories of physicians, other healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are changing the way we deliver care. There's an episode that you should check out called Primary Care Reimagined with Subscription-Based Preventative Care Model. It's an inspiring call for a paradigm shift in primary care. All of their episodes highlight innovative ideas at the forefront of the movement to transform our healthcare system. Check out Medicine in America on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Highway to Health. I'm Jeremy Quinby. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're well. This is our new two-minute tune-up series, simple health lessons you'll be able to go back to anytime for quick reminders from a spectrum of health-related topics to help you tune up quickly. This first topic was suggested to me by a number of you, and it has come up a lot on the podcast. What is the autonomic nervous system? In part one of the series, I explained a broad view of this system and how our fight-or-flight response works. In that episode, I refer to the autonomic nervous system as a two-headed beast, each side working in opposition. Fight or flight's opposing head is the parasympathetic nervous system, known in layman's terms as the rest, digest, or feed and breathe system. This system is responsible for the stimulation of activities that include sexual arousal, hunger, digestion, relaxation, excretion, and recovery processes. The one important thing to remember about this side of the system is that it's a big fan of having a mood set for it. Consider the rituals we've created around food, sex, sleep, and even bathroom habits, and you can better understand this system. For centuries, we have created environments around these activities. Meals are often accompanied by rich table linens, silverware, glasses, and stemware of all shapes and sizes, as well as candles and music. The sights and smells kickstart our salivary glands, preparing our mouth for the sensory experience and help us break down the food the second we put it in our mouths. Another example is our amorous activities, which also have long-standing traditions. Perfumes, soft sheets, pillows, canopies, suggestive clothing, dim lighting and music all set a mood. This in turn causes the release of a feel-good chemical love potion in our brain, giving rise to a series of chain reactions that open our emotional floodgates and heighten our sensory experience, tapping into hundreds of thousands of years of programming to ensure our species continues. And when it comes to sleep, everyone seems to have their own pre-sleep rituals. We give little thought to these processes until suddenly there is a problem. While their tendency to falter usually comes later in life, it is not uncommon for our digestive issues, sleep struggles, and challenges in the bedroom to start as early as our 20s. What's important to understand about the parasympathetic system is that while it's an autonomic system, we can create an environment where it thrives. In part three of the series, we'll put it all together to help you understand what a balanced autonomic nervous system looks like and feels like, and how your system has most likely been programmed by the culture in which you live, by marketing efforts and technology meant to specifically target parts of this system, and also how you can deflect their impact and improve your state of well-being. If you have a topic you'd like to know more about, shoot me a note at highwaytohealthpodcast.com. This has been your two-minute tune-up. Thanks for listening. Be well, my friends.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Medicine in America, hosted by Anthony Manson and Todd Harrington, shares the stories of physicians, other healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are changing the way we deliver care. There's an episode that you should check out called Primary Care Reimagined with Subscription-Based Preventative Care Model. It's an inspiring call for a paradigm shift in primary care. All of their episodes highlight innovative ideas at the forefront of the movement to transform our healthcare system. Check out Medicine in America on your favorite podcast platform, or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.